Hi, everyone. Welcome to Rippin' Strips. I am one of your hosts, the Corn Dog.
And I'm the other host, the L Dog.
Yes, this is the podcast where we rip strips to shreds. We pit two strips against each other.
Comic strips
at the end of the podcast. And we have some other few surprises along the way. And other than that, I just get to hang out and talk to my friend Logan.
How's it going, pal?
It's going good. We are recording this today on Valentine's Day. And my girlfriend is not thrilled that I'm recording a podcast today.
Oh, you didn't have to. I forgot it was Valentine's Day until today, actually, until after I texted you today.
I didn't put it together. I remembered and forgot it was Valentine's Day. You know, we already have a plan.
Oh, don't get your girl mad at me now, because...
Well, she hates you, so...
Shit.
Too late now. I forgot when I scheduled it for today, and then when she's like, wait, you're going to podcast on Valentine's Day? I was like, yep, sorry, goodbye.
Oh,
and I ran out like Shaggy and Scooby-Doo. No, it's fine. We have a plan. We're going to celebrate the day after Valentine's Day. That was already the plan.
Good. I shouldn't probably moan so much like while we're, she'll watch this. Good.
No, you can moan as much as you want. Make more people watch our podcast. Logan's OnlyFans. Moanly fans.
Whoa, new business idea. Moans only.
Moans only. Oh.
Yeah, they're not even sexual. Aw.
So, yeah, that's what's going on. I've ruined my love life. No, we have a plan. We already have it all figured out. It's her mom's birthday today, too.
You look more dressed up than usual, actually, too.
Well, it's her mom's birthday today, so we're going out tonight for her mom's birthday to dinner.
Oh, okay.
And then we're going out again tomorrow night for our Valentine's Day dinner. So we got plans. I'm doing what I need to do. Like, it's fine. And that's why I forgot about it. That's why I didn't think about it. It was like, it's already figured out. I got shit figured out. I'm fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we've all been there.
Just got to keep your head down and get through this day.
Sure.
This day of love.
Right.
I would bet that more couples are upset with each other on Valentine's Day than happy with each other.
Ooh. Hot take. That's, I wonder. Yeah. I'm not sure. I would say 50-50, but you're right. It's a lot more than you would think.
The day when you're supposed to make everything so special and everything like that, you either totally nail it or you fucking blow it. There's no in between.
Yeah.
There's no like, oh, you did an okay job.
Right. Oh, I forgot too. There's never that.
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly. And so I think we put that much pressure on a situation. It either goes, oh, it's perfect, or what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
You know, and
such is life.
Yeah. To be fair, I didn't wake up with any flowers, any heart-shaped pancakes or anything like that. So I'm going to go home and give my girlfriend a piece of my mind.
Yeah. She hates you, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Not one heart pancake, not one box of chocolates, which.
Well, you're deathly allergic to chocolate.
I definitely am, but it's still the thought would be nice. I could scrape the chocolate off and eat the gooey cherry insides.
There you go.
What if you have acquired a box of mystery chocolates? You know the ones. C's.
Yeah.
Fannie Mae's. Whatever.
Fannie Mae? The bank?
No, it's the Chicago. It's the Chicago one.
Okay.
Whatever other bullshit ass shit there is out there. And you are they make great chocolates. If you are picking a chocolate out, what are you, Logan Leistikow?
With chocolate?
What are you hoping for?
Oh, what am I hoping for?
In the middle.
Mystery.
Come.
Let me answer.
Sorry, I thought I knew your answer already. I guess I was wrong.
Semen. No. That crunchy, I don't know how they make it. It's not peanut brittle.
Toffee?
It's like wafery peanut stuff that's not as stick, not as hard to chew as toffee. And
Interesting. Interesting.
Nougat, maybe? Is that what that's called? I don't know.
Nah. Nougat's in a... you're way off, bro. Nougat's in a Snickers bar.
What's in a Twix bar? Cookie. I don't know. Something crunchy. Something.
You're looking for crunch.
Wheat-based crunchiness in the center is the best thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
The safest. Because caramel can be super hard.
Yeah, but I like that.
I can't handle it now. On Christmas, because I got the TMJ on Christmas, I chewed into a caramel-filled pretzel. Whoa. And I was like, oh my God, this is the, like, I was like, oh, my jaw's way better now. But that was the one thing where I was like, there's no way I can chew this.
Wow. Yeah. So did you have to spit it out or did you just
swallow? I just took one half of a, I like, I can't chew this.
Oh my God.
And my dad or whoever was like, whatever. Just throw it away. I don't think they were very, I don't think they were that good anyway.
Right. It sounds incredible. A caramel filled pretzel? No. That doesn't sound like good to you? It's got crunchy, it's got caramel. I mean, it's not good to you. You can't even fucking eat it.
I guess it's been ruined for me. I'm not interested.
I'm going for caramel. I don't mind a mint. I don't.
Mint can be super good sometimes.
It
with
can
chocolate.
Be. Yeah. And it can also be bad.
Yeah. I don't know why.
What are you not going for in those? Period blood. Now that's a real Valentine's Day chocolate box.
Yeah. You're like, what is this? It's red.
Tastes like metal, kind of.
Yeah. What am I not looking for? I don't know.
Fruits?
Something. I mean, I guess something super hard. Sometimes there is that hard caramel, and I hate that. I actually, regardless of the TMJ, that's annoying.
I like it. I like having something to kind of work around in my mouth. It's not good for my teeth.
I hate that. I think we talked about it on this podcast, but I'll bring it up again. It was like a long ass time ago, but me and Jesse were chilling, talking one day, and some client had dropped off all these lollipops that were like candy apple, but they were like apple flavor dipped in caramel.
I know the exact ones you're talking about.
And we were sucking on them and talking and at one point he just goes, "These suck." And I was like, "Thank you." Like, because the whole time I'm like, this I hate this, but you put it right back in your mouth because it kind of tastes good.
It does taste good, but it's...
Oh, but that texture is repulsive.
Yeah,
at least after a while.
I love those things in, say, junior high, but you have to, like, break them out of your mouth like they stick to your teeth like they're fucking Invisalign or something like that. You have to, like... pop them out of your mouth like
that. It's like a dream where you're trying to run and you're just not moving. That's what I feel like when I try to eat those things. Like you're trying to eat something and it's just not doing anything.
Yeah. It's just getting bigger somehow.
Right, yeah. It's like a rock that kind of tastes like something, but you can never swallow anything.
I don't like the chocolates that have the cherries on the inside.
I was going to say that, but I don't mind them. They're okay.
I love cherries. I love cherries raw. I love cherries in the sauce. Maraschino cherries. I call them cherries in the sauce. But something about it's not just cherry. It's cherry and a bunch of goo. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. There's a word for it, but yeah.
Cherry cordial.
Cordial, yeah.
I don't know what's so cordial about putting a bunch of goo in a chocolate.
I don't know. I like it, though.
You like it. And also coconut cream.
You know what? Almonds. I used to love almonds. I think I just made myself love them because I knew they were healthy, but I don't like almonds.
Really?
Well, not. It depends. But yeah, not in a chocolate or. They're too hard. It's the same thing.
I love almonds. Maybe my favorite nut.
What? Oh, that's crazy.
Because peanuts are a legume.
Oh, what about pistachios?
Okay, yeah, pistachios are better.
Well, that was easy.
I didn't think of pistachios. I was thinking of cashews, walnuts, and all that mixed nut stuff.
I think pecans are better, though, too. Also.
I like pecans, but there are no almonds in my book. Fair. In my book. If you were getting a Valentine's Day treat in general, or no, how about this? Let's plan each other's Valentine's romantic dinner that we're having with each other. We each have our own.
This is a brilliant way to come up with your plan.
We
like each on your way to the podcast, she's like, "It's Valentine's Day." You're like, "I know." So Logan, let's plan each other.
Let's say you have a girlfriend and you need to buy a gift the same day as Valentine's.
She's kind of mad at you, but you don't want to.
Let's say you have recorded a podcast with your real Valentine today instead of hanging with her. You can have any, your chef can make anything, right? And you're making me a romantic meal. And I'm making you a romantic meal with my own chef. Let's plan each other's meals. Okay?
And see if the other one likes it?
Yeah. All right. First, we'll start with an appetizer. Okay.
Okay.
Do you have yours for me already?
Well, I was going to say the dish. I didn't even think about an appetizer. I know the dish. Appetizer. I don't really know what you like as far as food.
Well, that's why.
Oysters, because I like that. And I think you would like that.
That is great. Great appetizer.
Yeah.
That is a great.
It's in the mood. It's an aphrodisiac.
Yeah. Yeah. I went. My gut reaction was pigs in the blanket.
You know what? For me, yeah, sure.
I'm a
meat and potatoes and pigs in blanket guy.
Well, you just gave me a good clue for the entree, but yeah, pigs in the blanket. Pigs in the blanket, kind of a metaphor for what's going to be happening after dinner.
Right on. Another aphrodisiac.
Another aphrodisiac. Okay, so we're off to a good start.
Yeah.
Now we got to pick. Do we go straight to entrees now?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, do we do drinks?
I would get you a bottle of.
Whoa, he already has it on hand. An empty bottle.
I drank it, sorry. Sorry, my love. But I bought this for our date. It's 19 Crimes, Cali Rose by Snoop Dogg.
Ooh, a Cali Rosé by Snoop Dogg.
I actually wanted to drink this last week on our podcast, and I completely forgot. And I think I drank it right after our podcast because I was depressed. But I wanted this to be a gag.
You were depressed after our podcast last week?
No, I'm just messing.
Well, you are knocking it out of the park so far, I gotta say. Some Snoop Dogg Rosé. Wow. Okay. I think I'm going to get you White Russian.
Okay. I don't really know what that is. I know the Big Lebowski likes them.
Yeah.
And it's got milk in it. I don't know.
Yeah, that's not great. That's not great. Okay, wait. I can do better.
So far, I'm bloated.
I'm going to get you
got
Mountain
pigs
Dew.
In a blanket and some milk drink.
Mountain Dew. I know you primarily drink Diet Mountain Dew, but since it's our big night. I figured you'd be more willing to go a little, take a walk on the wild side and drink a fully loaded Mountain Dew.
But is it spiked?
Yes.
With
gin?
Awesome.
Okay, good.
It's getting hot in here.
Okay. Entree. I mean, I'm going steak. A beautiful dry-aged Wagyu tomahawk steak.
What tomahawk means?
Cooked. It's like the steak's on the big old bone.
Oh, it looks like a tomahawk.
Yes, exactly. Oh. Exactly. Cooked to perfection, obviously. Covered with a truffle butter.
Is it rare, medium rare?
Medium rare.
Rare. Yeah. All right.
Good. That's all I would eat it too. Medium rare. That's all. Okay. Medium rare. And then on the side, you're getting some twice baked potato.
Ooh.
And some bacon wrapped Brussels sprouts.
All right.
Okay.
I'm getting you blackened salmon.
Okay. I love salmon.
I didn't think much further than that.
I'm going to need a bite of your steak,
Okay. Yeah. Well, you got to lose some weight. So you're getting blackened salmon.
Steamed veggies.
I'm actually giving you a meal that they made me a long-ass time ago in college when I came out here to visit. It was at Sundance at this weird mansion. It was like a long story, but the point is they had a chef. The guy that owned the mansion, which was like a party mansion, had a chef, and he made us blackened salmon. I'm trying to think. What's the shit that makes your pee smell?
Asparagus.
Asparagus, which was good, and I loved it, and that's what I would put in there. Maybe he didn't do this, but maybe I would put some blue cheese crumbles in there with that.
Sure.
And then he had some white stuff. Maybe it was oats of some kind. I still don't know what it was. It was really good, though. It was like, it was starchy. It was like what would
like
be
a
potatoes.
Grits or like a
it was a cross between a potatoes and maybe grits. But I don't know what it was. Maybe more like potatoes and pasta.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay.
Pierogies.
Pierogies?
Yeah, there we go. It's kind of a weird thing to throw in with that meal, but yeah.
I love pierogies. That sounds great. Wow, that's going to go really nice with the Snoop Dogg rosé.
Yeah.
Now dessert.
Me. Take me.
Oh, my God. After all those oysters, I'm so horned up. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go.
How I would open it up. I'd take my clothes off, but and there'd be like all this gross like chocolate syrup on me. Like, wow, it looked sexy.
When you put it on, and then yeah. You put clothes all over it, and it's smeared.
Oops.
Oh, man. Wow. Well, that's our romantic Valentine's night plans. I hope you guys have had a wonderful Valentine's Day, too, because you probably have already had it by the time this podcast comes out, right? Or in the midst of your dinner while you're listening to this.
Right. No, it'll... Yeah, I guess it won't come out today, probably.
Yeah, okay. So maybe you're in the middle of another dinner after Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And or maybe you're someone who blew it on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, maybe you've just gotten forgiven, and we're reminding you of how... What a shithole... holiday it is.
Yeah, and we're also showing you how easy it is to please the one you love. Right?
Yikes. Yeah, I mean, yeah, right.
We figured it out in a snap, and we both absolutely nailed it. And,
I wanted actual dessert. You never said what my dessert was.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I got a sweet tooth.
You do. I know.
So if you said me, I'd have been like, oh, cool.
Okay. I'm going to go with, I know you like this, but I got to make it a little bit more special. So I'm going to take donuts and I'm going to cut them open and make donut ice cream sandwiches.
Wow, that's pretty good. Yeah.
And then I don't, you
it's
know.
It's a real hillbilly. Well, no, I guess steak is pretty nice.
Yeah.
With the pigs in the blanket and the donut ice cream.
Yeah, I know what you like. A Mountain Dew spiked.
I mean, I do like all those things. Spiked with gin. Yeah.
I don't know if you're going to be in the mood to have sex later after all that. You're going to be on the ground writhing in pain.
That was actually kind of a good plan on your part because we're both not gay. So, like,
good point.
I really screwed mine up. I'm going to have to have gay sex.
I'm going to be all horny and you're going to be writhing in pain. So it's going to be interesting. Maybe we did blow it a little bit.
Well, we're just regular guys just like you guys. You know what? Sometimes Valentine's get screwed up.
It's true. It's absolutely true. Yeah. You had something you wanted to talk about. You almost mentioned it before the podcast and you said, let me save it.
It was a continuation of our conversation. Do you remember what we were talking about?
No, I don't remember what we were talking about.
Yeah, I forgot already.
All right, perfect. Well, then it's a perfect time now, I think, to read some Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Yes, it is.
All right. Every week I bring out some Ripley's Believe It or Not. That's a comic strip. You know, everyone remembers a TV show from Dean Cain from Superman fame hosting the show, and they would show all these crazy human oddities or whatever. But they also printed in as a comic strip, and they have three crazy facts. So I'm going to read those facts to you today. There was a special Valentine's Day one, but the facts in it were pretty lame. One was cool, but the rest were pretty lame. Maybe I'll pull it up just in case. I think I should start. I think I should do that, right?
Do the cool one, if it's related to Valentine's, I guess.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'll read them all. We're here. Whatever. I got two of them. One's a little bit more
interesting. You've overthought it.
I've already overthought it. You're right. Okay. In 2023, I usually start with the weakest one and work up to the more interesting ones, just FYI. In 2023, 465 couples gathered at Vapiano, a German restaurant chain, to simultaneously eat a single piece of spaghetti, like Lady and the Tramp, and then they kissed. Who gives a shit?
Okay.
In 2024,
that's such an odd. The specifics are so odd. They know the number of people.
Right.
Each couple has one, or they're all eating one long.
No, that wouldn't make sense. How would that
work? No, it's a chain. Yeah, that's a messy
each
one.
Each couple has one piece of spaghetti, and they all do it at the same time.
Yeah, it's just an ad for that restaurant. I feel like that. There's no way that happened, and they documented it.
I feel like we could come up with three more interesting facts a day.
Yeah.
Not three more facts, but three facts that are more interesting. And I don't know if that was confusing to anyone, but I felt the need to clarify for some reason. But these facts sometimes are just fucking whack. There's one. I got to read you another one, too, I found that was so lame.
Should we start bringing maybe one, or maybe we're giving ourselves too much homework?
We could do it. Yeah. All right. Well, all right. So here's the next one. In 2024, the San Antonio Zoo offered a candle that smells like hippo poop as a potential Valentine's gift.
Hmm.
Yeah, Yeah, that's interesting.
Put that one next to what's her name's vagina?
Gwyneth
Stefani.
Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yes, Gwyneth Paltrow. That's cool. Okay, here's the one that was interesting and very, very sexy. Despite the romantic connotation, nocturnal kissing bugs earn their name by feeding on the blood of humans and animals, preferring to bite them around the mouth or eyes.
Oh my God.
Isn't that great?
It's cute.
Okay.
It's horrifying.
This is the worst three facts I've ever seen on Ripley's Believe It or Not. And I just want to read them really quick. We don't have to dwell on them.
Okay.
But just want to show you what the types of facts that they're working with and what... It's not too much homework because it's not that hard to beat this.
Right. Okay.
Starting in May 2022, Zachariah Swope of Carlisle, Pennsylvania went to a record-breaking 777 movies in a one-year period. I mean, two movies a day, which is exhausting.
He's lame. Fact is established in my mind, but that's about it.
And you got to be seeing the same movies at some point, right?
Yeah, you know, this guy is like, when I went to OU, Oklahoma University, they had, this does relate. Oh, yeah, you didn't want
to. Go ahead.
But we would go every football game, every week, they would trudge out a new old guy, and it's like, this guy's 100 years old and he has never missed a game since 1930. And everyone cheers. And it's like, this guy's a loser. How many relationships has he ruined? Like going to the game no matter what?
You're absolutely right.
It's not impressive.
That's all he has.
It's sad. Yeah.
That's all he has to show for his life's work.
Oh.
Yeah. That is pathetic. All right. But that's only fact number one. And did I start with the worst one? I can't even tell. These are all so bad. Okay, here's the next one. Retired Professor Barbie Oppenheimer of Newton, Massachusetts is distantly related to the atomic bomb physicist through her husband and enjoyed name stardom after the 2023 release of the movies.
Well, they didn't mention Barbenheimer.
Right.
But that's what makes that interesting.
Right.
They kind of botched that. That was interesting.
Name stardom?
Well, yeah, they wrote it horribly.
What? She's not a star? No. She just has a dumb name. That's embarrassing. And here's the last fact, which is just this is the final one of this comic strip. It's unbelievable. All right. In 2023, Los Angeles Griffith Park hosted a preview of Paw Patrol the Mighty Movie to 219 canines and their owners.
I'm mad at the person writing this.
I know. Why are any of those interesting at all? Here we go. The first comment on this is Ripley running out of things to report on? What's next? Phil Weidrick visited every Taco Bell in the Oklahoma panhandle in a month.
Yeah, thank you. Usually these comments are unhinged, but...
That person is totally correct.
Yeah, spot on.
Those were horrible. Okay, and now here's the good ones that I found. And one of them sucks. It doesn't suck. Arizona's storm season produces massive dust storms called haboobs. Okay. Talk about getting ready for Valentine's Day. I got a massive dust storm all over some haboobs. Okay. Boobs.
He's up on the dust talk, bro. It's a family show.
Arizona storm season produces massive dust storms called haboobs, which can stretch to about 100 miles. I'd like to see some haboobs that stretch 100 miles, if you know what I'm saying.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Now, these ones
I'm trying to think of another pun, and I just drew a blank. That's why I'm like, can't think of one. Titnado. Damn it. Should have said that a long time ago.
Titnado. That's pretty good. That's pretty damn good. All right. Here's the other ones that I think are actually kind of interesting. A lightning bolt is only the width of a human thumb.
That is interesting. I thought it was going to say like, it's like the width of a molecule or something, but it's so hot that it heats up, you know?
Ah. Oh, you thought it was going to be smaller.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to be bigger. I could feel like I could get hit with this much electricity and be fine.
I've seen crazy electric shit. And you're wrong. Although, yeah, I guess people do get struck and they survive.
Yeah. Yeah. My great grandfather was struck by lightning twice.
Twice?
Yeah. You know, there's some weird thing where if you get struck by lightning once, you're like way more likely to get struck by lightning again.
Whoa. Interesting.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I'm going to look into that. That's fascinating to me.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just because they're fucking morons who don't respect weather right. or like, or if it's actually something, but yeah.
I mean, he golfs through every storm, I guess. Yeah,
exactly.
Did he survive both of them?
He survived both of them, yeah.
Did he get burned or?
I assume so, yeah. One time he was picking berries on top of a hill during a lightning storm. Which seems like a dumb idea. Okay. And another time he was rowing in a lake in a metal canoe during a lightning storm.
So this guy, yeah, was just
he's asking for
Darwin.
Yeah, he was asking for it.
Yeah.
All right, and now the last one. This one is I like. Lightning boosts shiitake mushroom growth.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, I don't know if they mean getting struck by lightning. I don't know how often it seems like that would just burn the shit out of a mushroom.
Well, I read that plants are more receptive to water if there is an electric current in the air, like a very faint electric current.
Interesting.
So it's not getting struck by lightning or anything.
Interesting. So if you put 5G around your plant and water it, it'll grow better?
How long has that been like that? In the past, I've put a 9-volt on a plant while I watered it, thinking, oh, maybe that'll do something. I don't know if it does. I was a kid.
Interesting. But that's like...
But it didn't seem... I don't know if it made a difference.
I had a friend in high school who would take 9-volt batteries and stick his tongue in between the things and get, like, the shock.
I've tried that. Have you tried it?
Yeah, I tried it.
Yeah, I guess everyone has.
But he liked it. He would, like, drain the whole battery.
That seems unhealthy, but I don't know.
Yeah, he's doing fine.
I guess so. He probably can't taste anything.
Yeah, he definitely can't. Definitely can't taste a thing. And those are our interesting facts of the day. I hope you enjoyed those. They were interesting. I like lightning-based facts. And yeah. I want to know more about the shiitake mushrooms because it can't... At first, the drawing has pictures of mushrooms with like light... It looks like they've been struck by lightning, but that can't be helping a mushroom. That's toasting it.
I think we should do an investigation into who's running Ripley's Believe It or Not right now.
I think that's a good idea.
Because does the writer even know what he's talking about? Does the illustrator even talk to the writer? Like, it's almost like the illustrator was given that fact and just drew it. But yeah, I doubt it's because they're getting electrocuted like that.
Yeah, I think maybe the illustrator is just trying to make it interesting.
Yeah.
You know, like what do you do if you're the illustrator and you get a list of facts and one of them's that they screen Paw Patrol for dogs?
What was that picture? You don't have to pull it up.
It was dogs sitting in a grass. There's like nothing you could do for that one. Yeah. There's nothing you can do to make that interesting. You probably also can't use the Paw Patrol characters because they're licensed. So you have to just draw dogs in the grass.
Man. Lame.
What would you, I mean, I want to meet the creators of Paw Patrol and go party at their mansion. Do you think they throw like crazy orgy party?
I hope not, but I guess I don't know. I'm very unfamiliar with Paw Patrol, but I'm a little bit familiar with Bluey. Do you know what that is? That's for tiny kids, I think.
Yeah.
But I've seen a lot of media types reviewing it and stuff like that, and it's interesting, and it seems like it's super successful. Like, it's the number one kid show in the world, but it also seems like it's a good show with a good message of, like, interact with your kids and be playful and all that stuff.
Yeah, it seems like it's actually, like, entertaining and kind of funny and stuff. My daughter was, you know, she's too old for it now, and so we missed the whole Bluey train. We were watching fucking Caillou, which
people hate Caillou.
The little bald Canadian fuckface.
Yeah, I've seen compilations of him just being an asshole.
Yeah, he's such a little beta cuck. If kids that age can be that, but
yeah, you didn't seem so sure about calling him a cuck.
I wasn't. But then I did it. Yeah, because I don't know if he's like married and watching people plow his wife, but he would.
Why
if
are you
he
having
could.
Sex with him? That's what he would say. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, we like missed the train and all the kids shows for my generation. I feel like, because Bluey seems like it rocks, and you know, I watched one with my daughter, and she's like, "Yeah, it's good," and I was like, "Yeah, you know, it's not bad." It wouldn't have annoyed me so much. But now there's stuff for even younger kids that's the YouTube based, like a Blippi or Miss Rachel. It's all on YouTube, and they're like 300 million views. And it's, you know, a woman going, "Hi, kids. Today we're going to talk about shapes. Yay."
Oh, so it's still educational.
Kind of. It's just like the way that she talks is very engaging for babies. Like, they will just lock on and not take their eye off for anything. Yeah. Yeah. It is very interesting.
It's the only YouTube thing like that I'm familiar with is the shark song.
Baby shark. Yeah.
Oh, baby shark. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which needs to come back. Where's their sequel? Where's the next hit?
There is Daddy Shark. I forget how that one goes. It wasn't as good.
But Daddy Shark's part of the Baby Shark song.
Oh, maybe that was just another verse.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Exactly. So we need Grandpa
retired,
Squid,
dude,
or something.
They're set for life, whoever made that video.
Probably. Probably. Yeah, it's a weird game that we should get into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now we're going to talk about comic books. All right. I'm going to make people sick if we do that.
We already do, L-Dog. We already do, my friend. Yeah. So we had some high-flying Super Bowl action. Football's over for now.
Do you watch sports anymore? We lived together like over a decade ago, and you were into sports.
Yeah, I watch basketball. I watch basketball. That's my sport of choice, and that one is fun for me. Football, I watch because football's just done well one day a week.
It's like made for TV it's short, quick action, and then they all have to reset for like 3 minutes, the exact amount of time of a commercial break.
Right. Yeah, I know. I mean, watching a game to me is kind of boring, but they have all the games pretty much on Sunday. It's just like, what else are you doing on a Sunday anyway? Might as well put the TV on and watch a game, but I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care either about the teams and the players, but I can sit and watch a game, actually, because I used to play football.
Right.
So I can kind of well, I can follow it, and yeah, it is fun to see, like, what the hell? You know, he wasn't paying attention or whatever, but I don't know who he is or what number, you know.
Right,
who
right.
the players are.
Right.
I grew up in Dallas, where sports was huge.
Yeah.
The Cowboys, well, the Mavericks sucked back then, but the Stars won, like, 2 Stanley Cups when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys won, or were in 3 Super Bowls. I forget now.
They won a bunch. It
seemed like they were in a million Super Bowls back then.
Yeah.
And you had Emmitt Smith and Neon Deion Sanders and Troy Aikman and Michael Irvin and the good old days. And then I went to OU and watched every home game.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what burnt me out of football.
Really?
Yeah, we kicked everyone's ass. And I don't know, like by the last year of OU, I didn't even care about football at all.
Were you like tailgating and flashing the opposing team's fans and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, tailgating is always fun, even if you don't, not that into football, but.
Yeah, sure.
So I guess I probably still did that, but yeah, I stopped paying attention.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks. You miss that camaraderie with strangers sometimes.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, you went to OU? What do you think about blah, 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 taking over and doing this and that? Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. College football really seems like a good old boys type of sport. And people really who are into it, you know, like Alabama and Tennessee and those types of people just are cool.
Where are we going with that?
I don't know. What do I cares? I don't know. I'm not trying to talk trash on college football fans. Like whatever the hell you like. Now we also got the Academy Awards coming up.
Yeah. Yippee.
Yippee Skippy. And
what's your favorite for best picture?
I just saw American Fiction. I did a great thing. There was a King of Queens episode that I watched. King of Queens, one of the greatest shows out there. So funny.
An old one, right?
Yeah. Kevin James and Leah Remini when she was in the height of her Scientology phase.
Right.
I don't know what was going on in her personal life, but it made for some great, hilarious sitcom acting.
Yeah, she had spunk.
She did. She was great. And there's an episode where it starts with them going to a movie, and she's like, I want to see this movie. He's like, I don't want to see this movie. I want to see that movie. She's like, we've already seen that movie or whatever. And then he's like, why don't we just, he goes, you go to that movie, I'll go to this movie.
Yeah.
And she's like, what? Okay. And then they try it and then they just start doing it for everything. They just go like, and go eat at different restaurants and do different things, you know? And so, on Friday, my girlfriend and my daughter went to, Universal City Walk, and they wanted to see Red Panda Turning Red, sorry, about the Red Panda, that's been re-released in theaters, I think, for Chinese New Year or something like that. And I had already seen it. I was like, I don't really want to see that. What else is playing? And it turned out American Fiction was playing at the same time. So I went, why don't we? I went and saw American Fiction while they went and saw Turning Red. Oh, also, we looked at Turning Red. There weren't 3 seats together, so we couldn't have all sat together anyway. So it'd either be 2, you know, me sitting alone, or at that point, why not just go see my own movie?
Yeah.
So I went and saw American Fiction, and it was in the theater with the seats that go up and down, you know. And I was wearing my Crocs, so I got to take my shoes off. No, it wasn't a packed theater, and I was sat there and watched American Fiction by myself. And right when it was done, I left and met up with my daughter and my girlfriend, and we left. So that was cool. The movie was good. I don't think it's best picture. I don't think it was just like a good movie and it was fun.
Is Turning Red eligible for?
No, because that came out last year. Yeah. Oh.
I don't think it would have won.
And so that movie was fine. It was good. It was a little bit like Sideways for black people. That's what it felt like to me.
American Fiction?
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds like it's about a writer or something.
It is.
Oh, I guess.
It's about this black writer who's like an upper class guy and part of this very well-to-do family who's all very, you know, his sisters and his brother are both doctors. Yeah, they're just well off. And he is writing these books, and then his books aren't selling well. And then he sees this woman who's written a book that's like very feels like pandering to white America by portraying what they want to think black America, the reality of black America is like, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, you know, all written kind of in Ebonics and stuff like that. They go a little too hard on the nose with that, in my opinion. But who am I to say? I'm not black and I don't speak Ebonics. So maybe I shouldn't say.
Yeah, but you're the person they were trying to appeal to. And you're like, oh, no, I could sense the.
Yeah, I just.
Contrived or whatever.
It felt a little contrived, a little overboard. But, you know, they had to do it to make a point, I guess. So then he gets frustrated that this woman is selling so well when she's clearly not. That's not how she talks. She's just pandering. So he gets frustrated and he writes his own book that's like that, as like kind of an FU. He goes so above and beyond. He goes crazy with how crazy he goes, you know, writing this book, thinking it's going to be, people are going to read it and be shocked and be like, oh my gosh, you know,
but it's a hit.
And then he has to deal with that. Yeah. Yeah. That's the point of the movie. And it's like, there's funny parts.
From the outside looking in, I know it's fictional and I know his actual character was trying to make a point, but in that world, I would have been like, dude, he knew what he was doing. He wanted to cash in and he's trying to pretend like he's still immoral, but it's like, no.
Yeah.
You did it. Just,
I mean, it's kind of a little bit of, he needs to do something. He's under a crunch. He needs money. He needs to help his family. You know, it's like there's more reasons to it, but and then it's him dealing with that whole thing.
That does sound kind of cool, actually, because that is a thing where I see people being really hard on artists and authors and media people. And I mean, that's what you get when you're famous. But at the same time, people are too hard on them sometimes. And it's like, you know, especially a broadcaster that's broadcasting every day, like whether it's a podcast or something, it's like, I don't know. They're just talking all the time. They don't know what they're saying. Like they don't.
Right.
They'll say one opinion one day and the opposite the next day and not even realize it.
Not Alex Jones. He's got a clear set of morals. And he's always.
No. I'm not.
No, I know.
But in general, you know,
I can't think
of an example.
No, I think I understand what you're saying. But
I just listen to a lot of podcasts and I see it where it's like, whoa, that could be edited out.
Yeah. Our podcast specifically.
Yes.
But yeah, the movie was good. It was good. Not best picture worthy. A lot of the other ones I haven't seen. Killers of the Flower Moon was good. I would say that's probably my best picture choice. It's probably going to be Oppenheimer, and I didn't like it.
Right.
So, we'll see.
We shall see. Well, I think we're on a time crunch now, actually. So, let's get into the comic strip.
Let's do it!
All right. Well, let's hear the reigning champion first. Get ready.
You have to say the name of it, too, first.
The name of this comic is The Comic Strip That Has a Finale Every Day by John Scully. Scully. All right, and this is the latest one. It's a picture of a bunch of characters waving goodbye. Got a giant frog and a little cricket and a dog and a cat and a couple and a little kid. And it says, thanks to the readers of the comic strip that has a finale every day. This is the last strip. It's been a great run. John Scully. Tomorrow, goodbye again. And
It is a funny idea. I do like it. I do like it. And, you know, it could go on a long run. All right. I brought an Animal Crackers by Mike Osbun. Not Osborne, Osbun. Interesting. And it starts with two fish, and they're swimming. It's only two panels long. And the fish says to the other one, "Don't look now." And then the next panel, he says, "But I think it's crunch time." And it zoomed out, and they're in a shark's mouth about to chomp their heads off.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have much to compete against, so.
Yeah, I do like the drawings. I wouldn't necessarily know they were fish.
No, no, not at all. A lot of the animals look like that.
What is it called?
Animal Crackers.
Animal Crackers. All right.
So you think that one?
Yeah, I don't want to read that one again.
All right. Yes, Animal Crackers is our new champ. I'll be bringing it back again next week. Until then, everyone, keep gripping.
Keep ripping.
And keep stripping.